AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After a month without military action, hostilities have been flaring in the Iran war. Saqib Meghani has the latest.
U.S. Central Command says it's striking targets after Iran's recent attempted attacks, both on American troops and commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. also struck Sunday. Yesterday, President Trump said American and Israeli bombardments have left Iran a failed nation.
That doesn't mean we won't smack them.
Today, the president says on social media, if Iran retaliates, the U.S. will hit back much harder. Hours earlier, Iran's president said Tehran is ready to go back to June ceasefire deal if the U.S. does the same. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Rescue teams continue to search for thousands of people still missing after last week's flash floods along the Nepal-China border. The death toll's now more than 1,000. In the Grand Canyon floods, Julie Walker reports rescuers saved some 80 people, while at least two died and one remains unaccounted for.
The bodies of two friends, Texas chiropractor John Giusti and martial arts studio owner Brett Rosenkrantz, were found after a major flash flood swept through the Grand Canyon Saturday. Torrential downpours fueling those flash floods. The Park Service had warned last year's Dragon Bravo fire left the canyon vulnerable to flash floods. Without vegetation, a barren burn scar allows runoff to flow more quickly. Grand Canyon National Park Deputy Superintendent Brian Drapo said on Saturday the water gauge went offline.
The only way we really knew was as the reports started to come in to the either 911 or through dispatch and what folks were seeing on the ground.
I'm Julie Walker.
And in Massachusetts, jurors in the Lindsey Clancy trial have gone home for the day without a verdict. This is AP News. Damian Troisi now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks fell broadly on Wall Street Tuesday as U.S. military strikes on Iran sent oil prices higher. The S&P 500 index fell 0.7%. The Dow fell 419 points or 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1%. Technology stocks, including Microsoft and NVIDIA, were among the heaviest weights on the market. Rising oil prices stoked worries about stubbornly high inflation and deepened a bond market sell-off. Markets in Europe are also lower. Damian Troisi, New York.
As for oil prices, Brent crude, the international standard, settled near $95 per barrel, while U.S. crude settled above $90. As for U.S. gasoline, AAA puts the national average for a gallon of regular grade above $4.09. And a U.S. official tells AP Chevron's expected to announce its expanding operations in Venezuela. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.